Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm in denial. And it don't take no x-ray to see right through my smile. I know. I'd be on the go. And it ain't no drink out there that can numb my soul. No. All I wanna do is take the chains off. All I wanna do is break the chains off. All I wanna do is be free. All I wanna do is be free. All I wanna do is take the chains off. All I wanna do is break the chains off. All I wanna do is be free. All I wanna do is be free. Tell me why. Every time I step outside, I see my people die. Oh, I'm letting you know that it ain't no gun they make that can kill my soul. No. All I wanna do is take the chains off.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Shamika Tia. Today is Sunday, April 9th, 2017. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today's show is titled, Where is the Secret Place? So that's a good one. That is a great one, probably a life-changing one. Okay, before I get into it, I'm going to do a quick intro. I am 41 years old. I'm the mother of one male son. I am not a pastor. I'm not a teacher. I am learning and studying and growing in the Word, and I have invited you to take the journey with me. I will be reading from the King James Version of the Bible, which is pretty much the only Bible I like to kind of study in. It's the most accurate to the original translation. I invite you to get out your own Bibles. That way you don't get in the habit of having someone tell you what's in Scripture. You're actually reading it for yourself. Before we begin, I will read the seven rules regarding prophecy. The first rule is to understand prophecy as history written beforehand. The second rule is to give the same meaning to words of prophecy as you do the words of history. The third rule is to do not seek for hidden meanings. The fourth rule, do not think prophecy must be fulfilled before it can be understood. The fifth rule, do not interpret God's own interpretation of anything in prophecy. The sixth rule, take all prophecy literally unless it is clear that it cannot have a literal meaning, and then get the literal truth conveyed by the figurative language. And the last rule, number seven, let the Bible be its own interpreter. Okay, stick to those rules and you will stay on the road called straight. You do not, you will be on the road called crooked. Okay, all of majesty, mighty God, the one true living God, the God of the universe, thank you so much for this blessed day, the day that you have made for us to rejoice and be glad in it. Thanks so much for your mercy and patience, and thanks for sending your son, Jesus Christ, our Messiah, to become sin and die on our behalf, that we may be forgiven of our sins and restored back to our original nature so that we can have life and have it more abundantly. Thank you, Father, so much for this platform and to be used as your vessel, that we may all learn and grow in your word together. Lord, we are hungry, we are anxious, and we are excited as we enter into the remaining years of tribulation. Please give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding to fulfill your will for our lives and for the lives that we are responsible to oversee. Thank you so much, Father, for being our teacher and gifting us with discernment as we interpret what your will is in these last days. Please lead us to your full understanding without distraction. In Jesus' matchless mighty name, amen. Okay, so we have a good one. Every week is a good one, but this is a great one, actually. It's called, What is the Secret Place? We've all read Psalm 91, and some even memorize it, but do we really, really know what the secret place of the Most High is? Have we even gone there? Have we reached that place before? Or do we just say it out of routine and out of memory? You know, he that dwelleth in a secret place. Most of us can recite it word for word, but do we understand what the verse is talking about? Most likely not. I know I sure enough didn't, and I had been saying that verse, I had been saying that chapter of prayer for years, and I did not understand what it meant until a few years ago. I had the pleasure of being in one of the most renowned pastors that came to New York City, and he actually led us in the presence and explained exactly how we get there, and I reached there, and it was life-changing. It really, really was. So hopefully, by the end of the show, you will know where that is. And I have did a show on this not too long ago. I think it was last year. So I felt, you know, I always like to ask God, what does he want me to speak about or talk about on the shows? And this one just kind of popped back at me. And I said, okay, I'll go back. And it's not about going back. It's this should be, and you know, this is why it appears that the believers are losing. No one's really reaching the presence of the Most High and kind of doing everything in our own strength and are failing at it. So let's figure out where that place is. Okay, so the title of the show is What is the Secret Place? And let's go to Psalm 91. Let's just start right there. I had flagged some other verses to go in, but let's use Psalm 91 as our base. It says in Psalm 91, let's read the whole chapter. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample under feet, because he hath set his love upon me. Therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Okay, so some may say, whoa, none of that applies to me. And again, why wouldn't it apply? Because we misunderstood the very first verse. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Most High. And all these resources is available to him or her. When I say him, know that I'm talking about human beings. This is only available to he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. Okay? So that's what the show is based on. Where is the secret place? Because this is he that dwelleth there. Dwelleth means to live, to sit down, to dwell, to remain, to settle in the sense of taking up a homestead or staking out in a claim. Excuse me, or staking out a claim and resisting all claim jumpers to possess a place and live therein. That's what dwelleth means. So he that lives in the secret place, what does the secret mean? A covering, a hiding place. Why do they call it a secret place? It cannot be seen. It cannot be seen. So now let's really, really dive in and understand what this is saying so that we can make sure as many times as we want we can reach this secret place. I had a I was reading through these notes. I had a chapter flagged, but I'll get to that later. Let's just go. Okay, here it is. In Psalm verse 31, verse 20, Psalm 31, verse 20, it says, "Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence from the pride of man. Thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of the tongue." So you see right here it's saying exactly what the secret, from the secret of thy presence. Secret of thy presence. It says it right there. Presence means face, countenance, presence. Thou, again, this is Psalm 31, verse 20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. So it tells us right there what the secret place is, the presence of God. The presence of God. Again, if you question, well, what is the presence of God? Let's find out what the presence of God is. I have a bunch of scriptures. Let's just go right from the start of where this is mentioned, the presence of God. In Genesis verse 3, excuse me, Genesis chapter 3, verse 8, we're just going to find the scriptures that says the presence of God. So we're all on the same accord with what the presence of God means. Genesis chapter 3, verse 8 says, "And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden." Okay? This was, they hid themselves from the face of God, from the presence of God. No mistake in there that this was no mistake in there what they did. They hid themselves from the presence of God. Genesis chapter 4, verse 16 says, "And Cain went out from the presence of the Lord and dwelt in the land of Nod on the east of Eden." Okay? Again, this is hiding from God himself, the presence of the Lord, from the face of God. Exodus chapter 33, verse 14. "And he said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." This is when God was talking to Moses. "My presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest." Okay? No mistake in what he's talking about. He's talking about his presence. Him himself will go with Moses when all this stuff is going to happen, and he's going to lead the people out of Egypt. Leviticus chapter 22, "Say unto them, whosoever he be of all your seed among your generations, that goeth unto the holy things, which the children of Israel hallow unto the Lord, having his uncleanness upon him, that soul shall be cut off from my presence. I am the Lord. So you see how you can also be cut off from the presence. You can be cut off from the presence. Where are we? That was Leviticus, 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. I flagged. Actually, I want to read this whole thing. 1 Chronicles, chapter 16. Let's read this whole thing because this is a very, very, very important chapter. 1 Chronicles chapter 16, let's start right in verse 1. So they brought the ark of God and set it in the midst of the tent that David had pitched for it, and they offered burnt sacrifices and peace offerings before God. And when David had made an end of offering the burnt offerings and the peace offerings, he blessed the people in the name of the Lord. And he dealt to every one of Israel, both man and women, to every one a loaf of bread and a good piece of flesh and a flagon of wine. And he appointed certain of the Levites to minister before the ark of the Lord and to record and to thank and praise the Lord of God. Thank and praise the Lord God of Israel. Asaph, the chief, and next to him, Zechariah, Jeiel, and Shemiramah, and Jehiel, and Mattithiah, and Eliab, and Maniah, and Obadiah, and Jeiel, and Jeiel with psalteries and with harps. But Asaph made a sound with cymbals. Benaiah also, and Jehaziel, the priest, with trumpets continually before the ark of the covenant of God. Then on that day, David delivered first this psalm to thank the Lord into the hand of Asaph and his brethren. Give thanks unto the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him. Sing psalms unto him. Talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgment of his mouth. O ye seed of Israel, his servant, ye children of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Be ye mindful always of his covenant, the word which he commanded to 1,000 generations, even of the covenant which he made with Abraham, and of his oath unto Isaac, and hath confirmed the same to Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying unto thee will I give the land of Canaan, the lot of your inheritance, when ye were but few, even a few, and strangers in it. And when they went from nation to nation, and from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not mine anointed, and do my prophets no harm. Sing unto the Lord, all the earth, show forth from day to day his salvation. Declare his glory among the heathen, his marvelous works among all nations. Verse 25, for great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He also is to be feared among all gods. For all the gods of the people are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. See that? Please don't read over that verse 27. Glory and honor are in his presence. Strength and gladness are in his place. Give unto the Lord, ye kindreds of people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the beauty of his holiness. Fear before him all the earth. The world also shall be stable, that it be not moved. Let the heavens be glad, and let the earth rejoice, and let men say among the nations, the Lord reigneth. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof. Let the fields rejoice and all that is therein. Watch this in verse 33. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out. Verse 33. Then shall the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord, because he cometh to judge the earth. See how it says after all of this happened? Then the trees of the wood sing out at the presence of the Lord. Then means once all of this stuff is happening, then this is going to happen. Verse 34. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And say ye, save us, O God of our salvation, and gather us together, and deliver us from the heathen, that we may give thanks to thy holy name, and glory in thy praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, forever and ever. And all the people said, Amen, and praised the Lord. Verse 37. So he left there before the ark of the covenant of the Lord, Asaph and his brethren, to minister before the ark continually, as every day's work required. And Obed-Edom with their brethren, 80. Obed-Edom, also the son of Jeduthun, and Hosea to be porters, and Zadok the priest, and his brethren the priests, before the tabernacle of the Lord, in the high place that was at Gibeon, to offer burnt offerings unto the Lord upon the altar of the burnt offerings continually, morning and evening, and to do according to all that is written in the law of the Lord, which he commanded Israel. And with them Heman and Jeduthun and the rest that were chosen, who were expressed by name to give thanks to the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. And with them Heman and Jeduthun with trumpets and cymbals for those that should make a sound, and with musical instruments of God, and the sons of Jeduthun were porters. And all the people departed, every man to his house, and David returned to bless his house. So you see what that's talking about? Sounds like revival, right? When you get together and you're praising and worshiping God, and then all this stuff, and then the presence of God comes. All right, so we have to watch this. Let's jump to Psalms 16. I flagged verse 11, Psalm 16, verse 11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Talking about the presence here. What is the presence? Talking about actual God here, the presence. Psalm 31:20. Thou shalt hide them in the secret of thy presence. From the pride of man, thou shalt keep them secretly in a pavilion from the strife of tongues. This is an actual place to go. Okay? This is an actual place to go. Now, I spoke before. The reason why I didn't like the language chosen is because it didn't really I should say, to me, the English translations really didn't, I mean, it does, but you got to kind of hunt for it. It doesn't really say how to get there. It does, like I just read in 1 Chronicles 16, but then again, you know, the wording of it, the secret of the presence of thy presence, or the secret, you know, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High, it can be a little confusing to the naked ear. It can be a little bit confusing. It was a little confusing to my naked ear, you know, until it was explained to me. And I'm going to show you another, well, I mean, I can keep on going on and on. I think it's crystal clear that we know what the presence is, the presence of the Lord God. I want to read, let's keep going. I want you to see something also so we know who we're talking about. I flag Psalm 51:11. Cast me not away from thy presence and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. See? That's saying it goes hand in hand. Cast me not away from thy presence. Then there's a semicolon, which means that first thought is complete. And then it says, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. And we know who's talking here. David. Right? He says, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto thee. See how this goes? Well, if you don't, you will see. Let's read. But don't skip over Psalm 51:11. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. It goes hand in hand. We all know in 1 Samuel 10:9-13, you know, it can be lost. You can lose the presence of the Lord. You can lose the Holy Spirit. And that was a nice example in 1 Samuel 10:9-13, if you want to go there at your convenience. Let's read Psalm 68. This is a very, very important chapter. Let's just read the whole thing. Psalm 68, verse 1 says, let God arise, let his enemies be scattered. Let them also that hate him flee before him. As smoke is driven away, so drive them away. As wax melteth before the fire, so let the wicked perish at the presence of God. Verse 3 says, but let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yea, let them exceedingly rejoice. Sing unto God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him that rideth upon the heavens by his name, Jah. And rejoice before him. See, right there, it even tells you who we're talking about. By his name, Jah. And we all know, well, I should say the believers should know that's short for Jehovah. Okay, we're talking about the Jehovah. Verse 5. And, oh, Jah is the abbreviation of Jehovah, meaning the self-existent one. He who is and was and is to come, in case you needed clarity on that name. Verse 5, a father of the fatherless and a judge of the widows is God in his holy habitation. God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains, but the rebellious dwell in a dry land. O God, when thou wentest forth before thy people, when thou didst march through the wilderness, Selah, the earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God, the God of Israel. See, anytime you see the presence of God, it's talking about the God of Israel, and it's talking about his actual being there. Verse 9, Thou, O God, didst send a plentiful rain, whereby thou didst confirm thine inheritance when it was weary. Thy congregation hath dwelt therein. Thou, O God, hast prepared thy goodness for the poor. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. Kings of armies did flee apace, and she that tarried at home divided the spoils. Though ye have lain among the pots, yet shall ye be as the wings of a dove covered with silver, and her feathers with yellow gold. Verse 14, when the Almighty scattered kings in it, it was white as snow and salmon. Verse 15, the hill of God is at the hill of Bashan, and high hill as the hill of Bashan. Why leap ye, ye high hills? This is the hill which God desires. Watch this in verse 16. Is the hill which God desires to dwell in. Yea, the Lord will dwell in it forever. The chariots of God are 20,000, even thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. See how that's describing it in verse 17? The chariots of God are 20,000, thousands of angels. The Lord is among them, as in Sinai, in the holy place. Verse 18, Thou hast ascended on high. Thou hast led captivity captive. Thou hast received gifts for men, yea, for the rebellious also, that the Lord God might dwell among them. See that he wants to dwell among us. Verse 19, Blessed be the Lord, who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation, Selah. He that is our God is the God of salvation, and unto God the Lord belong the issues from death. Verse 21, But God shall wound the head of his enemies. But God shall wound the head of his enemies and the hairy scalp of such an one as goeth on still in his trespasses. The Lord said, I will bring again from Bashan, I will bring my people again from the depths of the sea, that thy foot may be dipped in the blood of thine enemies and the tongue of thy dogs in the same. They have seen thy goings, O God, even the goings of my God, my King, in the sanctuary. The singers went before, the players on the instruments followed after. Among them were the damsels playing with timbrels. Bless ye God and the congregations, even the Lord from the fountain of Israel. There is little Benjamin with their ruler, the princes of Judah and their council, the princes of Zebulun, and the princes of Naphtali. Verse 28, Thy God has commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Because of thy temple at Jerusalem shall kings bring presents unto thee. Rebuke the company of spearmen, the multitude of the bulls with the calves of the people, till every one submit himself with pieces of silver. Scatter thy people that delight in war. Princes shall come out of Egypt. Ethiopia shall soon stretch out her hands unto God. Sing unto God, ye kingdoms of the earth. O sing praises unto the Lord, Selah. To him that rideth upon the heavens of heaven, which were of old, lo, he doeth send out his voice, and that a mighty voice. Ascribe ye strength unto God. His excellency is over Israel, and his strength is in the clouds. O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto his people. Blessed be God. Okay, that's a long chapter, but I want you to see that singing in the presence of God goes hand in hand. It's the praising of God and the presence of God is going hand in hand. I didn't want to tell you something without showing you in Scripture where that is. It goes hand in hand. All throughout this Bible is sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord. Sing unto the Lord. And it's also saying what? We are the temple of God. What was the purpose of the temple of God? For God to come and dwell there. Remember the temple that he commanded them to build? Then it got knocked down. Then he commanded, first Moses built that first temple. Then Solomon rebuilt the temple. Right? Now, it's everywhere in the New Testament. Know ye not, ye are the temple of the Lord. What was the purpose in the Old Testament of the temple of the Lord? So that his presence can come and dwell there. Guess what that means? It's us. It's us. That's not my words, it's in there. That's not my opinion. It's all throughout the Scriptures. We are the temple of the Lord. We are the temple of the Lord. Also, let me show you something in Matthew chapter 6, verse 6. Thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seest thee in secret shall reward thee openly. Okay? This is the secret place. Praying and seeing is between you and the Lord. So what's the first thing you have to do? Get into a secret place, a quiet place. Let's just go through the steps really quick. I don't think I will have time to do the full 2 hours. I don't think so. But let's just go straight to steps to get into the secret place. Okay, Jesus basically says that. I want to read Matthew chapter 6, let's see how long, okay, yeah, we can go. I want to read Matthew chapter 6, line up word for word, and then we're going to get into the steps, because I want you to see something before. I want to make sure it's crystal clear. This is not my opinion, especially when I've done these steps, and it works, but, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6 says, take heed that ye do not your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thine alms, do not sound the trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that the alms may be in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the street, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth thee in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask him. After this manner, therefore, pray ye, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Okay, so the first step, actually you should just take notes. Call this the steps to getting into the presence of the Lord. The first step is prayer. And write down Matthew chapter 6 next to that. This is how you take notes. Title it Steps to Get into the Presence. Write down number one, step one, prayer. And then put in parentheses Matthew chapter 6. Say the Lord's Prayer until you're familiar with praying properly, with applying the 23 elements that I have I have listed on my Facebook videos, but I think maybe I'll do a show called the 23 elements of prayer. That way we have them all in one place. But put in parentheses Matthew chapter 6. We want to recite the Lord's Prayer until you're familiar with praying correctly. The second step to getting in the presence of the Lord is worship music. The places that I just read to you in scriptures is all talking about singing unto the Lord with instruments and singing and praising the Lord. And then the trees will sing at the presence of thy God, okay? It says it. We just kind of read through it and skimmed through it, not even paying attention that that was the steps, especially in 1 Chronicles chapter 16. That basically gave us the steps. Start off with singing and praising the Lord, and then the trees, you know, will see the presence of God. The third step to getting in the presence of the Lord. Oh, and when I say worship music, I don't just mean your favorite gospel songs. I mean you want to sing relevant music, okay? That's not the time you want to sing, Shackles Off My Feet or something good and fast. There's all kinds of music. There's all kinds of gospel music. There's all kind of praise music. Pick the songs that is going to really serenade your soul, really minister to you, and usher in the Holy Spirit. This is the time you want to pick the songs that is actually singing to the Creator. We got some songs that are speaking to chains. We breaking chain songs. We got, make sure you pick songs that is actually singing to the Creator. Draw Me Near is a very, very good one. How Great Is Our God. Here I Am to Worship. I Surrender All. Alpha and Omega, you know, those are the examples of songs that are actually singing to the Lord and actually calling his presence in. You know, you want to be very specific what you're doing. You're not, there's some songs that is for encouragement. You know, there's all kinds of Christian music or gospel songs, worship. There's all kinds. When you're trying to get into the presence of the Lord, though, make sure the song choices you pick is exactly going to help you do so. Relevant songs, okay, to set the mood. You're setting the mood, and you also want the songs to be really anointed to minister to your spirit is what I'm saying. Okay, so song selection is everything in getting you in the presence of the Lord. If you don't reach it, you probably just did not have the right song selection. Like I said, this is not the time you want to put on, you know, your get up and go and clean the house type worship music. No, you want to put on the songs that you're going to get quiet in your mind, quiet in your spirit, and really call out to the Creator to come and dwell in your holy temple. Okay? The third step to getting in the presence of the Lord is quiet your mind. This is not the time when you want the kids running around, or you got the phone on, or you're cooking. This is the time you want to make sure that you are in a state of peace. This is probably one of the most important steps as well. All the steps are important if you do them right, but this one is which is what's going to seal the deal. That's the idea of the worship music. Step two is to get your mind right. The whole idea of getting in the presence of the Lord is to quiet your mind and get your mind set on Christ, set on God, set on the Holy Spirit. You cannot do that if you got children running around playing, or you got you're cooking, you're constantly thinking, oh my goodness, is the food ready? Is the food burning? Is it time to stir the food? Like, this is not the time when you want to have anything on your mind. Oh, what if the phone rings? Oh, the phone's ringing. You want to probably be alone and make sure there's not going to be any interruptions. Any interruption, it will distract you. I can guarantee you that. You don't want to do this with probably anybody in the house. Make sure you're alone or can be alone. Quiet, no noise. You already got a bunch of noise going on in your head. The last thing you want is noise around you. You want to get really, really quiet in your mind. Meditating, you want to be like a meditative state. You want to be very calm, very peaceful. Okay, it may take a little while. Listen to the music, sing to the music, because your mind's going to be trying to distract you. The mind doesn't like to be quiet and be still. This is maybe going to take a little bit of training at first, because your mind's not used to doing this. You constantly have thoughts traveling all throughout your mind. You ever heard of the expression idle mind? Yeah. Your mind is constantly idling. You don't want to do this hungry. Make sure you're comfortable before you do this. You know what I mean? Any little thing, like I said, could be distracting. If your stomach is growling or you're hungry, you're going to be distracted. Get something to eat first, okay? Be at a real, real state of peace when you do this. Get something to eat. You don't want your stomach growling, distracting you from quieting your mind, okay? Step four. Raise your hands in submission and surrender with your whole heart, your whole mind, and your whole body as well. That's where your hands come in. Your hands is very, very important. Your hands help to transfer the spirit. Remember, God said, lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Science can't even describe how powerful and the purpose of our hands are. But, one thing I do know about the hands is it's for transferring of the spirit. So make sure you raise your hands. Remember, step one is prayer. And in that prayer, that's why I said use the Lord's Prayer, because you cleanse yourself properly when you use the Lord's Prayer. It's very thorough in cleansing yourself from sin and forgiveness and all that other stuff. Second step is the worship music. That's going to set the tone and set the environment and help your spirit get there. Three, quiet your mind. This is going to help more with your concentration and you're just singing, you're paying attention to the lyrics. Four is raise your hand. You really want to be in a surrender, submission type mode. With your hands raised, that means you are ready for the transferring. The fifth step, sing the lyrics with your mouth and with your heart. Anyone can have their hands raised and be singing, but are you singing with your whole heart and soul? Is the key. That's why you probably want to pick songs that maybe you know the lyrics to, and maybe your favorite songs that you can sing along to. The last thing you want to be doing is having your mind distracted because you don't know the lyrics. Or sometimes you may not even have to sing. If you pick a very anointed song, you may not even need the lyrics. It's almost like the lyrics can just penetrate through your spirit. I'm not sure how you can do it. All I know is you need to pick the right songs. And if you pick the right song and you don't know the lyrics to it, then just focus on the song and what the lyrics is actually singing. You know what I mean? You don't need to distract yourself and say, oh, I don't know these lyrics. I don't know the words. No. If you don't need to know the words, but just as soon as you put the song on, it's like, you jumped into the moment. Okay, fine. Then you're almost there. Sixth step. The tears are going to start flowing. I wrote down automatic tears, but the tears will start to flow. Let them flow and don't hold back. This is not the time where you want to get tissue and start wiping up. You may not want to have any makeup on because as the tears start flowing, the makeup's in your eyes, makeup's burning your eye. This is not the time you want to get distracted because you're crying and the makeup is running down and burning your eyes. Because there will be tears automatically flowing. You won't even know why the tears are flowing. You may think it's because the music is so good, but it's because your spirit is getting ready to connect with God. let the tears flow. Don't stop them. Don't pull back. Let the tears flow. Keep worshiping. Keep singing. Keep climbing higher. Keep your spirit open. Keep the concentration. Don't get distracted by the tears. You know, don't get distracted. Whatever you need to be comfortable, do it. The seventh, continue to wait for the presence of the Lord. You'll know when you reach the presence of the Lord because you're going to feel very powerful. You're going to feel illuminated, and you're going to feel like it's almost like fire running through your veins. You will feel different. You're going to know that something entered into your body. There's no way the presence of the Lord is going to come into you and you not know. Remember, this is what the whole temple was about. And didn't they see the smoke filling the temple? Okay, they actually saw it. Remember, they would drop and bow down and worship. And remember, at one point, Moses' face was glowing. I mean, there's going to be a drastic change in your body once the presence hits you. You will know. There's no way you're going to say, oh, well, I don't know. And if you think, if you say to yourself, I don't know if the presence came into it, probably did not. You probably was unsuccessful. Okay? So let me give you those steps again. First step, prayer. Greet the Creator. Thank Him for forgiveness of sin and salvation. Yes? Oh, okay. I'll be right up. Prayer, you want to greet the Creator. Thank Him for forgiveness of sin and salvation, repentance, thanksgiving, and invite Him to dwell in your body. Make sure your prayer is set on that. Like I said, I like the Lord's Prayer because it's thorough. Second step, worship music. Choose relevant music to sing to the Lord. Compile a nice list so that it plays continually throughout the waiting period. There's a song called Hallelujah. I wrote down Draw Me Nearer. You Are Holy. I Give Myself Away. I Surrender All. Alpha and Omega. Here I Am to Worship. There's another song called Loving Me, which is a really, really good one. One-on-One by Zachary. And there's a lot of worship music. Pick the one that is relevant to just you and God. Step three, quiet your mind. This is the most important step. Focus on the lyrics, not the problems, not your bills, not your family. Be very comfortable so that you can focus. And you have to be adamant about turning the radio off in your head. There is a constant radio that plays all day long in your head. You need to turn that off. It's constantly talking to you. What do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Oh, you're tired? Oh, what are you going to wear? Oh, what is it? The kids. Oh, what is it? Turn that radio off in your mind. Fourth, raise your hands. Raise your hands in submission and surrender your whole heart, mind, and body, and soul to the Lord. Fifth step, sing the lyrics with your mouth and with your heart. Worship Him in spirit and in truth, and mean every word you're singing. Sixth step, the automatic tears are going to flow. Let it and don't hold back. Keep worshiping. Keep climbing higher. Seventh step, continue to wait on the presence of the Lord. You will know when He enters you because you will feel empowered, illuminated, like fire running through your veins. You're going to feel very, very different. Until you do, keep doing it. For some people, it may take a few seconds for them to get there. Some people may take about, you know, a half an hour. It doesn't matter. You want to make sure you lay some time aside where you're not in any rush and you can actually sit and wait. Okay? If you do not reach this level and you want to know why, or maybe you needed some extra questions answered, maybe you just didn't fully surrender, whatever it is, I am available for you to reach out to. You can reach out to me via Facebook, instant message. You can post. I'm going to post this show when I'm done. You can respond to the post, et cetera. Whatever you know, you should be able to. This should be common. These steps should, you know, eventually become common to you. Okay? And also I have my cell phone on my page. But if you quickly, it's 570-807-1403. If you tried the steps and you did not feel anything, you didn't feel any difference, then there's probably blockage and we can speak about that. That's a whole nother level. That's a whole nother show. But, okay. So it's 4 o'clock. I already announced that I probably wouldn't have time to do the full hour. For those that know, I do work and live in the same environment. So I have to go, but maybe we'll do a part two. I'm not sure next week. I'm not sure. I just kind of just try to ask God which shows to prioritize. I have a whole list of shows that that are in the queue and waiting for me to do. It's just, you know, now I'm prioritizing. So, again, if you have any questions or comments and you didn't get a chance to, please reach out to me, and if I will make sure I'll be able to answer your questions, okay? And I'll post them on the link. That way the question you have, maybe somebody else has a similar question. Okay, also, if you receive victory when you do the steps, also comment to the link. That way, you know, you can bless somebody else and let them know that these steps actually do work. You know, you almost have a responsibility to let someone know that something that they did not know worked, let them know it worked. Isn't that what we do? Isn't that what referrals is all about? If you use a good mechanic and he does a great job on your car, don't you go and tell your friends, oh, you know what? I brought my car here. This mechanic is really, really good. He fixed my car. He didn't overcharge me. He could have said anything was wrong with the car, and he was a pretty honest guy. Like, don't you do that in your everyday life? Do not be afraid to do that when it comes to things of God. You almost have a responsibility to do so. Okay? So, yeah, I'll be expecting your comments when you do. And with that, be blessed. Stay tuned to next week. I believe this is the week that Passover is starting tomorrow. Matter of fact, it is tomorrow at 6 p.m. So if you need some instructions, maybe I'll post some instructions on my page about, you know, what are we are to be doing and what are we are to be eating, saying, all that stuff. You know, stay tuned. Remember, we're taking this journey together. Okay, with that, have a blessed week. You know, pay attention to the instructions about Passover and all that stuff. I'll be posting a lot of it, getting more instructions from the season of people in the Passover and what to eat. And I already got my lamb ready to go. So let's be successful at that. These are the feast days that God is expecting us to celebrate and expecting us to be a part of. And according to Old Testament, these were people that did not celebrate. It was cut off. We do not want to be cut off. Okay, we do not want to be cut off. You get prepared for every other holiday, and the God only asks for a few feast days throughout the year. So let's just do it, okay? And with that, over and out. Have a peaceful, blessed week. Over and out.